Just a reminder to media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Elon Phoenix, Kurt Cignetti. Good morning, Coach Sig.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm well. Interesting week for your team due to the hurricane, unable to play last Saturday in your game with William and Mary. Just talk about the campus being closed, and how you handled the week.
Right, yeah. Well, you know, we were looking forward to playing, obviously, and, you know, both schools canceled classes, and then at one point it looked like it might happen again, so we were on William & Mary, and then we were sort of in an open week mode, then we were back on William & Mary, and we did practice on Tuesday and Wednesday, had good fundamental practices, got some good work in. And, then the majority of our team, went home Wednesday evening, Thursday. Well, we actually had about 50% of our team stay. And so they're all back today, and we'll resume practice for Charleston Southern.
How difficult is it when you get the kind of change, as you said, going back and forth where you're preparing for William & Mary? I know when you get into bye weeks, you know, you usually plan those out to self-assess or do things like that with your players being gone and that. How difficult is it from a coaching staff to deal with something like that?
I think it is about kind of the mental energy that was kind of put into it, you know, the pre-planning on William & Mary, and then it looks like you might be playing at a different venue and you're working out logistics, and then all of a sudden you're not going to play. And then there's a chance you are going to play again, and you're back. You know, there was a lot of mental energy there, you know, that you put into those different routines. But, you know, once we finally got the word, I think everybody was able to enjoy a couple of days off.
With the day off, or with the week off, kind of assess your team after a couple of weeks and start with the offensive side of the ball. Obviously, the running game has been extremely strong, and Davis has been, at least in his last game, extremely efficient. Just kind of give me your impressions of your offense after a couple of weeks.
Well, I thought we played well against Furman. You know, we've run the ball fairly well in both games, and we ran the ball well in game two, and I thought we threw the ball, you know, effectively and efficiently. So we understand that we're going to have to throw the ball more down the road, and we will. And but, you know, it's good to have a veteran offensive line. They'll have to play extremely well this week against Charleston Southern, who has an excellent front. We'll need an A game out of them. Defensively, you know, I thought we really played well in the second half of the South Florida game, and last week against Furman, did a great job, you know, against the option and forced a turnover for an early touchdown, you know, in that game. And I think our special teams have really improved also up to this point, and we've got to keep improving. That was a point of emphasis because, you know, we weren't real pleased with our overall special teams production, you know, last year. And that, you know, that includes all 11 guys playing, not just the kickers. So I think we've gotten better, and we've got to continue to get better.
From a health standpoint, having the break after a couple of weeks, were you able to get some guys healthy over the off week?
Well, we were in decent shape coming out of the Furman game. We had a couple guys nicked up, and that look like they're progressing pretty good. We'll learn more about them today. You know, we did get one guy nicked up in practice, and, you know, hopefully that won't be a long-term thing. So it just kind of caught us off guard, you know, having to change gears like that and jump. It caught the kids off guard, too, you know, to jump into kind of an open week mode. So, but, you know, we did lose two starters in the opener, you know, one for the season and one for 4 to 6 weeks. And so we were maybe a little healthier last year at this point than we are now, but by no means are we, you know, I mean, we, you know, we've got quality backups, and, you know, it's next guy up mentality.
I wanted to switch gears and talk a little bit about the conference. Last year, certainly your team was the big surprise in the conference, picked down low and finishing near the top of the league. This year, even though it's early, Rhode Island, Maine, and Towson at the top of the conference standings currently. What does that say about the depth of the conference, and are you surprised at that at all?
Yeah, well, I think all the coaches recognize, you know, the depth in this conference, and that, you know, every team is a good football team and every team is capable. And, you know, a team gets on a roll, a lot of things can happen. So, you know, I think every time you tee it up in conference, it's like a Super Bowl in terms of, you know, the implications, you know, of the game. And really this week against Charleston Southern, it is no different. You know, they're a real quality team too. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see the way the league shakes out. You know, there's a lot of it'll all be determined on the field. And, you know, the team that can kind of keep their focus and, you know, play at a high sort of standard of performance week in, week out, you know, those will be the teams that sort of make their way to the top. Everybody knows that James Madison's a, you know, a great football team, and somebody's got to prove they can beat them on the field. You know, the rest of us are, you know, pretty equal.
You touched on Charleston Southern. They've been in a similar boat, had their game with the Citadel postponed, and then had a bye week before that. They've only had one game this season, and that was against Florida. Does that make it hard to get a read on them?
Well, a little bit. We do have, you know, all of their games from last year. And, you know, of course, like everybody else, they've tweaked a couple things on defense and a couple things on offense, but the core is the core. And, you know, we remember them, you know, well from last year. We played them here. It was our first home game. And, you know, they've had a lot of success as a program. They've won their conference two out of the last 4 years and had five straight winning seasons. And they have, you know, they have 12 senior starters and they have 10 redshirt junior starters. So they're, they're an experienced football team that's got a lot of athleticism, a lot of athletes. You know, they beat Liberty last year, last game of the year, who's an FBS team. They've got a good kicking game. They've got several preseason all-conference players on their team. It'll be a tremendous challenge.
As you break them down, as you said, you had quite a game with them last year. What are going to be some of the keys for your team to be able to get a win on Saturday?
Well, I think, you know, offensively, you know, we've got to play really well up front against a quality defensive line. They got two preseason all-conference players on their defensive line and, you know, do a good job of running the football and protecting the passer, you know, and just execute down there. Defensively, it's another option offense with a very athletic quarterback. And, of course, it always starts with the inside run game. And they did a couple things against us last year that we didn't defend particularly well. We'll have to make, you know, those adjustments. But, you know, it's still assignment football on defense and doing a great job with the run between the tackles and then the runs, you know, in the alley, the options and stuff like that. And then they've got a good play action pass where they try to get you to overcommit to the run and, you know, take a shot. They've got an all-conference receiver, you know, Cameron Brown, who's a dangerous player. So, and then on special teams, you know, last year, you know, we weren't very good against them on special teams last year, and they've got a good kicker and a good punter, and they do a nice job. So, you know, we're going to have to hold our own on special teams as well.
All right, Kurt, safe travel to Charleston, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
Great, thank you.
Thank you.